Now, Commander, can you tell me when you first got the stand to for the Dunkirk evacuation?
That was on the evening of May the 31st, about 5 o'clock. They rang me up from the Admiralty, chap I knew at the Admiralty, asking, could I meet him on board at 7 o'clock?
They knew about your boat?
Oh, yes. Yes, I knew them. And so at 7 o'clock I met him down there. He said the Admiralty were going to requisition her for going over to Dunkirk. They wanted me to take her round to Ramsgate, where they said that a naval crew would take her over. I told them that they had another guest coming. If anybody was going to take her over, well, my eldest son and I were. So we came out on the morning of the 1st of June and got down as far as Westminster. Later on, we anchored at Gravesend, from there to Southend, and eventually to Ramsgate.
Just the two of you?
Just the three of us.
Three of us? Who was the other?
Three. A sea scout, about an 18-year-old sea scout. And at Ramsgate, we got charts, and the other boats seemed to have trickled off behind. Well, we were fairly fast and had rather left them. So we pushed over to Dunkirk on our own.
Were you attacked on the way?
Yes, we had lots of fun on the way. The first one was a couple of enemy bombers had a shot at it, and fortunately, Worcester, HMS Worcester, was just passing us at the time, and she drove them off. But then we had lots of other escapes from bombing and machine gunning until we got over the other side, where I picked up the crew of a small motor cruiser called Westerly. She was well on fire. We picked them off, and she had a couple of hundred gallons of petrol on board, so they said. In any case, when we got about half a mile away from her, she blew up. Next thing was we went through the wreckage and other evidences from a big French transport that had been sunk. That was off Gravelines. Later on into Dunkirk, because I was told that all the men were then off the beaches. So I went into the harbor and alongside Worcester. I went on board and saw the captain and told him I could take a few men. So he said, how many? Well, I once had 21 on board. I didn't tell him that. I told him, oh, about 100. And so he said, right, take them. And they started to pour on board of us, and down below, Rogers, as arranged, was stowing them down below.
That was your son?
That was my son, yes. And one of the naval ratings was tallying them on board. When he got about 50 down below, I asked him how he was getting on, and he said, oh, plenty of room yet. Then at 75, I asked him how he was then. Oh, is it getting a bit crowded? So then we took the rest on deck. We tallied up a total of 130. Then I found that she was getting pretty tender, so I called a halt then and cast off and started on my way back.
Were you attacked on the way back?
Yes, several times. But she's very quick on her helm. And on one occasion, a fighter came down up astern of us. And I'd learned from my youngest son, who was in the Air Force, certain things that I knew the attacking aircraft had to do to before she could bring her guns to bear. So just as she was bringing her guns to bear, put the helm hard over, and as I say, she's very quick on her helm and dodged him.
She was quick on her helm even with all those people on
board?
Very
quick, yes. And then the aircraft banked and had another go, and we put the helm over the other way and dodged him again.
He no casualties?
No. He gave it up then as a bad job.
And you got back safely, obviously.
Got back to Ramsgate, went alongside. They started to pile off then. There was a chief petty officer who was tallying them ashore. And as the last ones went over the side, his remark stays in my mind. My God, mate, he said, where did you put them?